Okay, we're up to Mishnah Dalet, Panas. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Okay, Panas Sheyesh Boi Beis Kivul. What is a Panas? So here I will see the Rav, Panas. Kimin Ashoshes Shalcheres. It's a tube. Ashoshes is a tube, Shalcheres. Which is made with a lot of holes. What does that stand? Beis Dalet Vav. What does that stand for? Noisif Nikovim. Oh, I think it's another kiss for Yad. Nikovim Nikovim. Like
does it have a picture here?
Yeah, of course. Here it is. Apanos Sheish Bodiki Beis Kibul Sheish Beis Kibul Shem and Tome. It looks like an exotic type of candle. So the bottom is filled with oil. And I guess you don't want the children to get hurt by the flame, so there's a tube which goes around the flame. But in order the flame should not go out, you have little teeny holes in this thing to let the air go inside. So it says here on the side, Me'al, Beis HaKibul, above the receptacle part, Yeshnan Defanos, Mechuroros, which are perforated. Te'ho'avir Bo'ikia Mitoichon, ear penetrates these holes. Pein Megiyos Al Hashal Haves, and it's meginas. The purpose of these holes is to protect the flame from the wind. So you would think the purpose of these holes is they shouldn't get hurt, shouldn't be it's sakon. No, the main purpose is because since it's windy outside, it's blowing, it's going to blow out the flame. So in order to protect the flame from blowing out, you make this shield, and you make little teeny holes of inside. So those teeny holes are good enough to allow air in, to let it to illuminate, but it's. The holes are small enough to prevent strong gusts of wind from extinguishing the shalheves. Kemen ashoshes shalcheres asuyin nekavim nekavim bidaf neseha. You have the word nekavim twice. You have the word nekavim twice.
And then we basically
seven. Tavim. No, in the raf.
Okay.
Ah, whatever. So we should look at mine if you want.
Kemen ashoshes shalcheres asuyin nekavim.
Just one word in the cover. We just point to that in a different case.
It has an asterisk.
Asterisk. Okay, so another case. Yeah, it has word nikavim. Like no, in the asher yotza bracha. Nikavim, nikavim, chalulim, chalulim. Okay, let's see. Bidaf nesecha shemehen ha'oru yoytzeis. From this, these holes, the light goes forth. Umanichem haner b'seicha shlo yichaven haruach. You put the air inside. The reason why this does not go out. So the halacha is that as sheish we're skibul back to the mishnah. Beis kibul shem and tameh v'shein boitar. Wrath. Tummy means it's mekabel tumah. The whole thing is mekabel tumah. It's susceptible to tumah.
Because it has a
base kibul. Base kibul pasha. It's a base kibul.
But
let's say it does not have a base kibul. Shein boy. Where do you have the word loy? Oh, really? Okay, I don't know. It could be different girsa. Okay, I don't know. Shein, you're right. I said the same thing. The shein loy. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Beis Kibul Shemen Afal Pishayish Boi Beis Kibul Ner Tahar She Beis Kibul Ner Ein Loi Toich.
What's a Ner?
So here it is. Here's the picture. See the Ner, that's the Ner. The Ner is that little thing which, that's the ancient, I have one at home, I think. You can buy them. You can buy them online. They make replicas. You go to Israel. You get the Arabs make them. Nothing has changed in 2,000 years. You see this little thing over here? I'll go back. They had a bigger picture in the previous. Here, this is the Nair. This is the Nair. The fire comes out over here, and in the middle is where you fill it up with oil. This is made from Cheres. Filled with oil, and there's a hole.
What brings the wood? Yeah,
it's on a slope. It's on a slant. So the oil naturally, this is lower than this. So the oil naturally flows towards the Nair. You fill up this receptacle with oil, and the oil naturally flows into that little hole, and that's where you put the wick, and that's where it lights. That's what Shemayata. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to learn by the kinlan, because Yimayata, what is Yata? Yata means to push down. Sometimes when this begins to go out, so you push it down. When you push it down,
that
causes.
The flame come up. There's a wick there.
There's a wick there, of course. There's a wick there, and the whole thing is hollow. And sometimes when you're running out of oil, you want the flame to light better, so you push this time, you put your finger on this part, and you push it down. By pushing it down, it caused the oil to flow from the center towards the end in order to light well. So you're not allowed on Shabbos to read by candlelight. Shemayati, you might push down and cause it to go light up. So here he says over here, but let's differ now. Sometimes you have, that's the nair. Sometimes you have the panos. The panos is just a tube. It's a hollow tube. It's not perfectly hollow because you have over here, it has a base. It has a base. It has a base. And in the base, you put a nair. See, this is much less civic because this you actually fill with oil.
Right.
So this you don't fill up with oil. This because the holes go to the very, very bottom. Being the holes go to the very, very bottom, you can't fill this up with oil. The oil will leak out. But this has a solid bottom. In the bottom, you put the nair like this. So instead of filling it, putting a floating wick, you put over here the panis. So the halach is this is not called the base kibble. It has a toich. It has an inside. I've done it many times.
This is Shein Boy. This is the case
right.
Of
Shein Boy. What does it not have? It doesn't have a toich. It doesn't have
a base kibble.
You can't fill it up with oil.
Base
why not? Basically, what's the base kibble? It has a Shein Boy base kibble. Right, okay. Shemen. Afalpi Sheyesh Boy base kibble Nair. Even though it's able to hold a Nair. Tahar. Why? Shebase kibble Nair Ein Loy Toich. The base kibble Nair does not have a toich. There's no, that's right, it's a flat surface.
Isn't this a toich?
That's not a toich. The very bottom is a flat surface.
The Nair has a toich.
The Enechanami, the Nair is Mechabal Tum, the Nair is a separate thing. The Enechanami, we're not discussing the Nair. The Nair Enechanami, L'choira, the Nair is Mechabal Tum, right. But we're not discussing the Nair. We are discussing the panas. We're discussing this. I guess, like lantern, I guess. I think in English you call it a lantern, or whatever. But we're discussing this.
It's whatever it is.
It's a shelter. It's a shield for the nair. So Rav she'ein leit base kibul shemen af yishesh the base kibul nair tosh the base kibul nair in leit toich el nair munach alav. Next, megufas hayoytzrin. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Megufas hayoytzrin shu poseach ba tohira v'shugoyim.
Yeah.
This flat surface.
Okay, so he's calling this the nair?
No.
Shabbos kibble nair.
Yeah, this is
this
called.
Shabbos kibble nair.
This is called a nair, correct?
Correct.
This flat bottom is a base, it's supporting, this bottom piece is supporting the nair. So this is called a base kibble, a support for a nair. This is called a base kibble for shemen. We have here a couple of inches of solid material. This solid material is a base kibble for shemen, for liquid. This is a base kibble just to support the nair. So the halacha is, it's insignificant. She'ein loy base kibble shemen, alpi she'esh lo base kibble nair tar, she'base kibble nair, ein loy tar. It's a flat surface. Being that this is a flat surface, Shabbos kibul ner in leitoch el haner munachal of the ner is resting upon it. So the halacha is tahar. Okay, look at the picture. Panaze in lebeis kibul has no base kibul el manichin loy ner dolak. You put a ner dolak b'sech of vidafna esav magino is alav al haner b'bnei haruach and the walls protect the ner from the wind. Ein also el lanich boy es haner. It's only meant to put a ner. Ve'in nechshav lebeis kibul. It's not called the base kibul. Harash kosaf shapana ze yesh loy mechitza mitzad echas. So the different parish what this means. Who's the Rash? Okay, the Rash is someone, one of the first on the side explains a different interpretation of what the Pkanis is. It's a half nair. You see, he has a whole new interpretation. He learns that it's only a half shelter. You see that? It's a half tube. Harash kosaf shapana ze yesh loy mechitza mitzad echot. See, he holds that if it's completely circular, that would be called the base kibble for the nair. You would be mekabel tumah. That's why the Rash disagrees and learns. In order for this thing not to be mekabel tumah, you have to say that it doesn't. Its wall does not even surround the entire 360 degrees. because if the wall would surround 360 degrees, even though it was perforated, it would be called a significant base kibble, and anything that's a base kibble is mekabel tumah. In order that it should not be called the base kibble, because it's supporting the nair. The nair itself goes inside. The nair itself is resting inside. Okay? Okay. Vishain loitar, next, Mugufas Hayotrim, let's go to the next one. Mugufas Hayotrim, Shupusech Batar. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Mugufas Hayotrim, Keina Vonim Shulcheres. Shayotrim, Oisim Akel Malem.
What was the case of Shayesh by base kibble Shemin?
This case. Yeah, this case.
Shemin. This is the case.
Oh, this case, Vivishki Shemin. That's for sure, Tommy. Base kibble shaman, but it looks like this because the holes go down to the very, very bottom, even though you can insert a narrow star. Okay. But the Rash says, now we go to Megufa Sayyid, Shuposech Ba Tahira. A Megufa Sayyid, look at the picture first before we do the Rav. Megufa means a board. Basically, it means a kneader's board. A yoitzer, is a creator, which in this case means a kneader. So here it says shuposech ba hamagufa mishameshesh loy kibosis. The magufa, this board, magufa also means a board. Sometimes it's used as a base. Sha'olov hu oitzer es hakelim. Also, he's not making bread. He's kneading clay. He's kneading clay to make it into a utensil. A yoitzer, is a potter. So Hashem, we are called clay. Why are we called clay? Because Vayipach ba'adam man is made from afar min ha'adama and mayim. How do you make a utensil? You also, it's afar min ha'adama and mayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoitzer, potter is called the Yoitzer. That's a marshal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate Yoitzer, who created man. Now that means that Kodesh Baruch, when he created the man, he sees it go, he learned a lot, everything in the Mishnah is mamash full of seidas, secrets. If Hashem is the Yoitzer, and we're the earth, and there's Mayim, there also has to be a Magufa. Which means that Kodesh Baruch, when you create, there's a Magufa, there is a Magufas means Lashon of Guf. Okay, it's a board. Hayoitzim shuposeach shuposuach ba hamagufa mishameshesh loy kibosis. It's a base. Sha'olof hu oitzer es hakelim. The ein la base kibble. There is no receptacle. L'chein tohara. But let's say you have a magufa hayoitzim shugoymer ba. That's when you start. But when you finish, when you're up to finishing, then al magufa zu maniach hayoitzer es hakelili acha shagamar la asay soy. Magufa zu yesh la sofas of as a base, a brim. And if vahare yesh la toich, vahare hi mekabelas tumah. So, what's interesting is, when Hashem made man, there was a magufa, pesuach. When Hashem finished creating man, he put him on this world with a sofa.
Yeah, it says, what do you mean?
Before the marble, it was like this. After the marble, it was like this. I'm not joking, because after the marble, because then man, Hashem, with the rainbow, did not let man fall off the earth. I'm mixing in drush into the Mishnah. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says Megufas Sakeiayetsim Keina Vonim Shulcheres. So it's stone. It's stone made from pottery. Shayetsim Oisim Akilim Aleim Eshu Poseach Bo Kloimar. Hamagufa shayotzer mashlech alech hatit, which he throws tit umifatech umifatech alech biyadov tzurasakli, and he begins to shape the utensil. The law is tahira. Why is it tahira? Lefi she'ein lo safa sav. It has no.
We learned this already. Also, we learned this from that other board we had earlier.
Which board? This board.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just another type of board used for right. Fine.
They're all made of earth and wood, right?
Okay, now he's telling his nupshat. He's getting now a nupshat. The Rabbi Sai Parashut, my Rebbeim taught me. Sheyesh kli liyotzim shenikra megufa. Ah, it's not a board. It's a kli. It's called a megufa. Let's see. V'yesh mehem shepischeim tsar. A very narrow opening. V'yesh shepischeim rachav. Some of them are very wide opening. Eshu pasech ba klai masha osid laharchiv pischa. The one that you're planning on widening the opening to Hoira, Shadayin l'nigmra molach. There's a very important principle in the rules of Tumah. If the utensil is in the process of being created, it's not yet complete, there are more steps that will be done to complete the fashioning of the utensil, it's not Tameh. The Havya kigol me'klicharit, it's like a golem. It's like just like a mold. If you're finished, I'm not planning on doing anything more. This is the way the kli is going to remain for the rest of my life. It's Tanea. Umas nisan Rabbi Meiri. The amak lichere semosam kaplam tuma. One is lichere kaplam tuma mishah shenigma molachdan. Veloy kerabonan the army mishayitzrifu bechivshon when it's hardened in the furnace. Who perish rishon nearly ikar, I like the first perish. So basically, he's giving the second perish. Here it is. Let's read the fine print. Kishadaitoy lo niach ba pesach akli kefi shehu. When you make a utensil and your plans are to leave it the way it is, nikra goimer ba. That's called them. I'm finished. There's nothing more I want to do. Kiloimar nigmer molach molecha sakli varehu mekabel tum. And right now it's mekabel tum. However, kishadaito laharchives pischa, I'm planning on widening it, koidim shnigmar laharchives pischa, nikvashu posechba. That's called posechba. I'm just opening up and starting. Klamadaito laposcha, vadaim lenigma malachtama, kli ulchain tohoira. That's why it's tohoira. Mishnah sim, there is a klicheris koidim shnitzraf, let's go else. Now he's going to the important point. Is going to klicheris koidim shnitzraf the kivshan. This utensil has not yet put into the furnace. Because how can you possibly go and shape it and widen it? If you already put this utensil into the furnace, it's impossible to widen it. It's too late. It's hard like a rock. So the mission is going in a case where the kli has not yet been hardened, the kivshon in the furnace. Why? Shaliacha shenitzraf the kivshon. After this mold has been hardened in the furnace, Ein derech laharchiv es pischei. You can't do it, right? Pashut. Olchein kosev harav shivishasenu kavu meir shekli cheres mekablam toma mishnigma molachta koydim shnitzru bekivshon. Ein chanami. Our mission, if you want to learn this pshat, you have to say the ritual like a meir that says that a kli cheres is already mekabel toma before you put the wet kli into the furnace. Sheilu lechachomim, because according to the chachomim, that says that it's not mekabel tumah. B'lafachi ein amugav mekabel tumah. Hayul v'loy nitzrafa bekivshon. It's not been hard in the furnace. Okay, so let me just tell you some drush. Tell you the drush is Adam Harishain was cheres. Kechoymer biyad hayoytzer. Hashem was the yoytzer.
Right.
But you have to put the.
I left my phone.
You want to use mine? Someone's going to call you?
Pick up something. I have to call my wife first. And she'll call. Okay, fine.
So I just want to tell you some drush.
Good.
What's the drush? Look at all the different. Look. There's something called the Yoitzer Choymer Biara Yoitzer. Here's the clay. These are Hashem's hands. Hashem is the Yoitzer. We're the Choymer Biara Yoitzer. But you have to put the kli in the magufa, and you have to put it in the kivshon. Until you put it in the kivshon, it's not complete. Where was the kivshon in my liberations? The nesoyin of the Eitz Hadas. The test. That's the fire. That get the nesoyin. Will I eat? Should I not eat? Should I touch? Should I not touch? That is a burning sensation that's pulling a person, driving him crazy. That's fire. The Yetzirah is fire. That's the Kivsha. If Adam would have passed the test,
if you put into the Kivsha, then what would happen?
No, if Adam was Oymed in the science, that means you've come out of the Kivsha, you're finished. Adam will be Sholem. Problem is, Adam already would, that's That's the Kivshan. Now over here we have over here a maguf before you finish and after you finish. Before you finish, there's always sakana. It could fall off. After you finish, okay, well, let's leave this. There's another part, and that's another part that has to be developed. Okay, let's go by it. So, which was you start with, it's tahara. Next, new halacha. Mashpech shel balebatim tahar. What is a mashpech? A balebatim. Kli. Shneistim al pi chavis. Oy al pi hanoid. Kishereitzim lamalis yayim shem. A funnel. Mashpech is a funnel. This is it. This is the mashpech. Is this tamei or tamei? So it's tahar. Why? Mashpech shel balebatim tahar. But v'shel.
Why are they
calling it? Oh. I'll see. A peddler's, if it's a privately owned, privately in your home, on your kitchen table, that's tamei. It's shalom peddler's tamei mimneishu kli mida, because a roichel, they have to improvise. They only have limited storage space. When you're traveling from city to city, you can't take with you the whole the kitchen sink. You have to improvise. So the funnel serves as two different functions. On the one hand, it's a funnel, but it's also used at times as a measuring utensil.
Okay.
A peddler. Tamei shulkli b'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, b'divrei Rabbi Meseira, Rabbi Kiva. Mimneishu mateu al tzidoi umariach boi lokeach. He turns it on the side, and he smells for the buyer. Let's take a look at the Rav to explain all this. Mashpech kli shneisn al pi chavetz oy al pi anoid kishereitz lamalis yain shemen. Okay, it's a funnel. Lekabel v'shel. All this is a lot of Rav. There's just the Rav. V'shel roichlin shukatan. It's smaller. V'also lahachnis shemen lepachim kitanim. It's used for pachim ketanim. Machzik loig or shnei loigim. How much does it hold? It holds exactly one loig or two loig. V'roichel manich etzbay mitachtov k'neged hanegev. He puts his finger on the bottom. U'moidid boy shemen. U'meitz etzbay, and he takes away his finger. V'ashem and yoy l'keilov shalokeach. V'yos l'kabolo. It's made to be a receptacle. Since he's actually measuring how much oil can go into this node, it's made as a receptacle. Umimelu mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah. Rabbi Kiva says, "Mneishu matir al tzidai kolay ma'afilu einishal mida." He disagrees. Rabbi Kiva is machmir. Even if it's not made of a precise measurement, kolay mar afilu einishal mida. If it's not a measurement, mashpech shal roichlam loyla mitma. It's always tamei. Mneishu matir al tzidai, because you turn on its side. Ma'at, in order to hold inside a small amount, you see, it only falls out when you get to that level. Why? A sample, a test sample. V'nimso also lekabala, it's made lekabala. Ve'alach Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so let's give you the pictures. The pictures here we have mashpech. Ina mekabel tuma, ina mekabel zamashke. The mashpech v'balabai is not mekabel mashke.
I understand
all this. It's very wide. Look at these sizes. How do you say this?
The bottom is wide.
Yes, it says mashpech shel balabatim pischei rochav. The ein yachol the size may be etzbaoi. That's why it's not mekabel tuma. It's not even right to close up.
I thought tuma was it. It wouldn't make a difference.
No, it's in a different type.
How it looks.
It's a different type. It's a different type.
Totally different type.
That's why it's not mekabel tuma. But a mashpech shel roichel pischei tzar. It's made to double your finger. The yachol asas may be etzbay ulumay bay or lechein harayz mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. What about on the side? Rabbi Akiva, mashpech roichel nase kedei shikabel ma'at mashke kishmatei al tzidim. When you turn on the side, the yuchol halokech lahariach bay, a buyer can smell it. Rabbi Akiva, mashpech roichel lemekabel tuma. According to Rabbi Akiva, mashpech roichel lemekabel tuma afilu kishein loy mida yidua. According to Rabbi Akiva,
that's the second one.
it's mekabel tuma, even the balabayis, mashpich shal afilu kshela midiyidua. So he's saying, you said, you have to see what he's saying. He's saying Rabbi Chiddush. He's saying that he's not discussing, according to Rabbi Akiva, the mashpich shal abayis. According to Rabbi Akiva, even the mashpich shal abayis is never mekabel tuma.
Right, because it's not mekabel.
Yeah, but he's saying that's not the ikar. The ikar is you turn it on the side.
But you can't turn that one on.
You can't turn on the side.
Yeah,
why not? Why can't you turn on the side? Because
like
exactly. Even so, this is out of the picture. A mashpich shel balabai is out of the picture. Even a mashpich shel roichlin. When would the roichl put his finger on the bottom? When he knows that it holds exactly one quart.
Right.
Knows exactly. So then, but let's say you have a type of mashpich which is not, which doesn't have any special measure. So the balabai, so the roichl will never use it as a measuring instrument. But since he will use it as a way to turn on the side to give a test sample to someone, that's enough in order for him to be kabbal tumah. That's a shita.
Why did he say he's using it like this?
That's also no. You do use it, but sometimes you only use like this when it has a specific measure. Let's say it does not have a specific measure. So then you're not going to use like this.
So according to the first Madam Russell, who says to use it for a specific measure?
If it doesn't have a measure,
right,
and you do this, it's not mekabel tuma.
Right.
It's insignificant. What you're doing is insignificant in order to mekabel tuma. No, that's significant in mekabel tuma. Mishnah kisui kade yayin, the cover of a container of yayin. Here is a kisui, right? A simul kade yayin, the kade shemen, the kisui shel chavios of barrels, chavios. Niyarois tohirin, chavios niyarois tohirin, they're tar. All the covers of wine and of shemen, the cover of kadayayim, the kadayayim, the kisui, and the cover of barrels, chavios niyarois, or si tohirin, v'im hiskinu tashmish, tameim. All of these covers are tar, but if you make use of them, if you fashion to make use of this tameim, let's give you the Rav. Kisui kadayayim. V'chol hamishamish kisui b'chlichares, Tar, the toichay ksif. Anything that's used as a kisui, bechli cheres, is tar.
Is there a picture?
Here.
That's a kisui? How's that a kisui?
Turn it upside down. You turn it upside down. That's the next Mishnah. That's 30, that's coming up later on. A kisui. You turn it upside down. No, there's no chidush movie here. It says it must have a receptacle. V'hai lav toich di dehu. It's not meant right. The kisui chavios niyaros. What's that? Al shem mikoyim. The word niyaros means barrels made in the city called Niyar. It's nothing more than the name of a city. Al shem mikoyim. Uruhusu naktenu. Regular cover is flat. Standard cover is flat. But this cover has a toich. It's like a bottle cap.
So it's two separate cases?
Yeah. First he talks about a regular cover.
Is this the picture of the cover or is this the picture of the narios?
This is the picture of the kisul narios.
So where's the picture of the cover?
He's not showing. It's so simple. Just
standard cover.
Standard cover. It's flat. A cover of a pot. Flat cover of a pot. It has no toich.
Yeah.
Pashut.
Like on a stock pot.
No cover. But the chiddush is, even the kisui chavios niyaros al shem mekayimam b'levusu naktenu b'mnei shehu l'kisui chavios shalohen shahaya l'kisui chavios shalohen beis kibul.
Like this. Here it has a beis kibul.
Fine. The is the gar siva haniyaros sama goris not like what we have kisui chavios niyaros. Rabbi Kisui Chavios Kamo. New case. V'haniyoros. So what does that mean? V'istagarsi V'haniyoros Kaloimar Haniyoros Shemechasim Bohen Piatzluchis. It means paper. It doesn't mean a cover from a name of a city called New York. It means thick pieces of paper that were used to cover barrels. V'haniyoros Haniyoros Shemechasim Bohen Piatzluchis. All of these things are tar and tohirin. Okay, it's a new case.
Okay. Okay.
Next case. What about? No, it's a new case. That's the machlokes. Either it's kitzui kadayayin, kadei shemen. The kitzui chavios kama, the second parish. Kitzchavis. Now we have a new case. The new case is the hanayoros, pieces of paper that have been fashioned into covers for any type of object. The halach is all of these things are tehoirin. Good?
Yeah.
So machlokes, either the word niyoros is mechubar to the word chavios, the cover of barrels made in the city called niyor, the unique feature was that these covers have a toich, it doesn't matter, they're not meant for the inside, they're meant to cover the barrel, or kisui chavios kama, and then we have a new case called the haniyoros.
Paper.
Paper that's made to cover a utensil, the halacha is tahirin. Now the im hiskinoi litashmish. Let's say these things were made for a tashmish, for a use, tamein. Now what does that mean? It doesn't say. It just means that if you made it. It doesn't say. If you made it for something, if you made it tamein, fine. A new case. Kisi alefes, what's that? Alefes kwai ilfas. What's an ilfas? A pot. It's a very large frying pan upon which you cook meat and vegetables. And you make for this a kis shel cheres. So here is kisui alefes. Let's see the picture. Okay, so we have over here, look, the kisui, we have a kisui of a lefes. Here's a frying pan. A kisui nakov. Sometimes you put it, there's a hole. Pressure cooker. There's a hole. Kisui yesh be kisui nekev, when there is a hole, or chidud, in a royal lehofchoy. So let's say you have a pot. Do you have any pots like this in your house? With the top of the pot, you have a hole, and let the steam out. You don't want to pressure cook. So there's a hole on the top that allows steam out. What is the disadvantage when it comes to tumah? There's no way in the world you can turn it upside down to use as a receptacle. If you have a pot,
that's good. If it's not a base kibble,
oh, the male is not tumah. But there's a chid. What's the chid? Chid means a protrusion. Adarav, you have a handle. There's a handle. Come in, sinor shall kona yoytze migabeki selagbiya oisoy boy. A regular. So what's the disadvantage?
But we just got finished saying that a cover is not made as base kibble.
Let's see what he says. But let's just get the case. We're going to discuss the case first. This case, can you turn it upside down?
Yes.
No, you can't, because the handle is in your way.
You mean it makes it slanty?
If it was flat, then you can turn it upside down. You can use it as a plate, as a saucer. But now that there's something called coming up out, you can't use it. You can't turn it upside down. Let's go back to the Rav. So now over here, the im if you miss tashmish, if it has a hole, the yesh loichidud, it has a protrusion tahar. The im ein nakov ein vein lechidud tamei. Why? Why is it tamei? Bibneshi misanenes lesocho es hayorok. Let's see the Rav what that means. Halefes. Come in, ilfes like a frying pan. Machvas gedolah shem vashlam ba bas of yark. You cook meat and vegetables. V'yosim lo kisu shel cheres. You make a kisu shel cheres. Shunakov, when it's perforated, ain't a royal klum. When it's perforated, it's not royal klum. V'afilu im nakov, even if it's not perforated, v'yesh lechid it has a protrusion. Ain't yachol leishem im neachid. You can't sit upside down because of the protrusion. Avul kish ain't nakov, but let's say it's not nakov. Afal the af ain't lechidud, and there is no chidud. Why? You can turn it upside down and you can set it up. The isha nesenes b'socha yarok. She puts vegetables inside lesaninoi to sift. ulehamsois mimenu hamayim and to separate the water. Okay, you know, sometimes there's too much vegetables, and you want to, you just turn it slightly, in order the water should fall off, and you'll be left just with the vegetables. We think of a sieve has little holes, not necessarily.
You're talking about a strainer.
A strainer. So it's not a strainer in your typical sense where you have holes. It's a strainer by being a very large bowl, and you tilt it on the side, and by tilting on the side, the water flows off, and you're left with the vegetables inside in the center of the strainer. So he's saying that when you cook meat and vegetables, these type of pots, it was typical. It was typical that the women, when they would prepare, if it didn't have this little thing coming out, and there was no hole, it was common and typical that if it has a hole, let's say it does not have a hole, it's sealed, and let's say it does not have this thing sticking outside, it was common that women, when they would prepare dinner for their men, they would first take the cover,
they put the stuff on the cover,
and they would tilt it in order to siphon off the excess water.
Take the cover and take the pot and drain it off.
No, they would put the mamish stuff on it, and then they would take it. I guess it's easier to handle. I guess they would scoop the stuff in the pot. They would put it on top of the cover, and then being the cover is much smaller, it was easy to manipulate to tilt to siphon off the excess liquid.
Yeah.
So they're using it as a
base kibble.
Does it have a hole? If it has a hole, you couldn't do this. If it has a hole, it's not makabel, because you couldn't do it if there was a hole.
Right.
You get all wet.
Yeah.
Because the hole would leak. If it has this chidud, you also couldn't do it. You only can do this if it does not have a chidud and it does not have a hole.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it says. So that's what it says one time. So v'im kisui halafos, the cover of a frying pan, bizman shehu nakov, if it's perforated, or v'yesh lechidud, there is something, there's a handle sticking out, tohar. Why? Because you can then not possibly turn it upside down. V'im ein nakov, let's say it's not perforated. Because then a woman would use it as a sieve. She would turn the cover upside down. She would put the vegetables inside the cover with the water, and then she would tilt it in order to siphon off the excess water.
So how many times did we learn before that a kisui is not even?
The kisui of yayin and shemen and chavios are never used typically to use the base kibble. But a frying pan is used. It all depends on the way it's used, normal usage.
Yeah.
People don't normally use the cover of yayin, shemen, and the barrels.
Yeah.
But people do use the covers of... People do use the covers of an ilfos in such a fashion.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
She sieves the yerek inside of it. There's another reason why it's tamei. What's the runki?
Yeah.
Runki, let's see. Hayirakos leachash nespashlo udvukim zeb zeb nasagof echad nikram runki shvihim mila yivanis. Runki means the vegetables after they're cooked. So l'socha yasayarik means going back. She puts the vegetables there in preparation before she cooks it. According to Tanakama, the reason why it's a base kibble is because you misaninis the mayim before you cook it. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzedek says, no, you use it as a sieve after you cook it. Runki means yarok after they've been cooked. After the vegetables have been cooked, you put it there.
And this was before it was cooked?
Yeah. That's what it says. When it says the Mishnah, Socha Yasayarok, it means before it's cooked. And when it says Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzedek
Omer, I
made a mistake. Before it was cooked. So according to in preparation of a cooking, you take the top of the cover, and you put the vegetables, and I guess you want to clean it with water, you wash it, and you put the vegetables in the top and in this water, and you siphon off the water before in preparation for cooking the vegetables. And according to Rebbe, there's another time people, women would make use of the cover. They would make use of the cover after they finished cooking in order to separate the vegetables which are glued together.
Okay. Let's stop here because...
Okay.
Somebody knocked off the pitum off my...
It's kosher. It's kosher.
It's kosher, but it's still... It's not a...
It's kosher.
It's not a shalom.
So?
According to the Makar Abam, it's a shalom.
Yeah?
Yeah. So the Ramah holds that chos is kosher, which we pass behind. There are sheetahs that say that it's dead.
Okay.
So I was thinking of...
You can make a bracha more, Nafadah. Nafadah.
Thank you. Wow. With such a big box, I don't know if I can hold such a nice thing in my hand.
Looks are deceiving. You may do more do it now.
Yeah, I can't hold it like that, right?
That's my lulav, yeah.
You open it.
I got it.